This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle within us the fire of your love. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. The woman figured she wouldn't be able to find a job because of her past history as an addict. She had many years of vacancy in her job record. She had a DUI. She had lost jobs because of her addiction. And now she was desperate to find a job and couldn't find one until she came across an organization called Second Chance Initiative right here in North Boca. And they had no questions for her, except wanting to be sure that she was in recovery, and she was, and she had been for quite a while. And that's all they needed to know, and they gave her a job. And she learned graphic design and how to design mugs and making jewelry, and they helped her be mentored back to a self-sustaining life. The woman had come to the well of hope, and the living water of unconditional love in a time of need. Another woman had worked for a nurse for decades down in Fort Lauderdale at a hospital, and she and her husband had existed on a pretty modest income, and finally, they were able to retire, and they went over to Green Turtle Cay, and they bought a little house, and they were really happy, and then the husband died unexpectedly, and she was left with little more than a tiny pension and her Social Security. And for days, she would wonder what she was going to eat for her next meal. And then Hurricane Dorian came and wiped out her home, having hovered over that area for 2 long days with that threatening, violent wind. Well, she had nowhere to go. So she stayed in that now unlivable place, sleeping under a blue tarp. She didn't have anything to eat, didn't know what to do. And then she met a man and a woman who had been led to go over there in this huge sailboat anchored off the shore. They had a desalinization equipment on board, and they were able to produce 2,000 gallons of water per day. People would come and go from the island with their big jugs to get fresh water. They went onto the island, and they quickly renovated a little shack, set up a soup kitchen, and they began to feed people, including this woman. And not only that, they fed 45,000 meals in 3 months, and she got to know them very well. They established an adopt-a-home program, and she was one of the recipients for her home to be rebuilt, and she is now living in a partially rebuilt home in which our mission team was going to go over and help build had we been able to go. We'll still be able to send them funds. This woman had come to the well. She found hope and unconditional love in a time of need. This well is one and the same as the one to which the woman in our gospel story came. She too was desperate, needing a second chance, and not really a second chance, maybe a 10th or a 20th chance. She was from a culture of outcasts, a half-breed, and comes to this well for water in the heat of the noonday sun, because if she went at any other time, she would be ridiculed and scorned for her past life. And who does she find at the well but this amazingly kind Jewish man speaking to her, asking her to interact with him by giving him a drink? It was unheard of that he would want to have such an intimate level with her, so human to human, needing to drink the cool, clear water himself. So human. And yet, there was something about him she wasn't quite sure. She couldn't put her finger on it, yet he was divine, mysterious even, that he knew everything about her and still loved her unconditionally. And then she realized this was the Messiah. And she was made whole in that moment, made whole. She ran to tell everyone about it. She ran and told them, and they all came. And they came because of her, but they stayed because of the Messiah. This woman had come to the well of hope and unconditional love in Jesus Christ. We all now have been given this great opportunity to come to this same well in this time of coronavirus. No matter what we may be feeling, coming to the well can be a beautiful image and a guide for Lent, for all of us, in this most unusual time. Whether we are struggling or calm, fearful or worried or serene, God is ever present at this well of hope and unconditional love, just waiting to refresh us and renew us, calling us. Take a time apart. Rest. Be still. Quench your thirst with the clear, cool, living water that is Christ in hope. No questions asked. We may also want to consider and have the very real possibility of expanding our own consciousness and how we are all connected globally in this, across cultures and races and countries, very much like Jesus met that woman at the well, across races and cultures. And the better angels within us all rise up, as they frequently do in times of national emergency. You know, it's interesting. Here in South Florida, we kind of just go into hurricane preparedness mode. The shelves are empty. We're hunkering down. No toilet paper, no canned goods. A friend told me the other day there's no pasta on the shelves. I love the idea of everybody around the world eating pasta right about now with this comfort food that we have. And what was really funny is a friend of mine the other day said that she bought batteries and brought them home. She was just so much in that mode of hurricane preparedness. And her husband said, well, we're not losing electricity. She said it just felt right. It felt good. And that's what we do in times like this. We go into that which feels normal for us. And check out this video. From all over Italy, people singing in their quarantine from apartment balcony to apartment balcony. How we really are as human beings at our core, rising up, reaching out, helping one another be strong these messages of solidarity and hope, of Sabbath time for us, real Sabbath time. And we can take action by lifting the spirits of someone who may be alone or fearful. Give them a call. And if that person is you, pick up the telephone and call someone. Take a walk. Write letters. Play board games with your family. Put down the screens and have real conversations. Cook together. Watch great movies. Pray for yourself and pray for one another. Offer to watch someone's kids that are home from school so that they can go to work if they have to. Thank a health professional. I invite you to the well of living water that Jesus the Christ brought to that woman and brings to us right now and always, the well of hope and unconditional love and strength in any storm. And we can worship in spirit and truth, for when we receive the Spirit of God, we will then give the Spirit of God to others, just like that woman at the well. She couldn't contain it anymore. In closing, I offer you a poem written last Thursday by Lynn Unger, a minister in San Francisco. It's called Pandemic. What if you thought of it as the Jews consider the Sabbath, the most sacred of times? Cease from travel, cease from buying and selling, give up, just for now, on trying to make the world different than it is. Sing, pray, touch only those to whom you commit your life. Center down. And when your body has become still, reach out with your heart. Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You could hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely that has come clear. Do not reach out your hands. Reach out your heart. Reach out your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Promise this world your love for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, so long as we all shall live. Let us pray. God of the present moment, God who in Jesus stills the storm and soothes the frantic heart, bring hope and courage to us as we wait in uncertainty. Bring hope that you will make us the equal of whatever lies ahead. Bring us courage to endure what cannot be avoided. For your will is health and wholeness. You are God. We need you, and we give thanks for your constant presence at the well. Amen.